It's Thursday, the 20th of June, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The Electoral Commission of Namibia has announced that since the commencement of the general voter registration, a cumulative total number of 366,000 eligible Namibians registered as voters inside the country and at all diplomatic missions abroad. The figure represents an average of 29,918 registered voters per day during the period 10 to 15 June 2024, ECN spokesperson Devetsi Luka.
This figure presents an increase of over 178 new registrants over the past 6 days. The registration continues across the country. We are quite satisfied with how the process is going. We have also increased the number of our registration kits, and this is mainly to make the process more efficient and faster. We have observed that the public are not coming through, and we really want to urge them not to wait for the last minute.
The Namibia Investment Promotion and Development Board, in collaboration with FNB Namibia, hosted the third annual Tech Innovation Social themed Bringing Creators and Customers Together. This year's event featured an exhibition by 21 micro, small and medium enterprises in the creative and culture industry. Here's Dino Balotti, the Executive Director for MSME Innovation and Acceleration at the NIPDB.
This again is the sector that drives innovation. It's the sector that drives job creation. It's the sector that all of us have a family or friend that's involved in. The creative industry, which is often underestimated, stands as a powerful catalyst for economic development. It is a sector that attracts global citizens to Namibia, and it takes Namibia to the globe. It's no secret that COVID happened and there were many vulnerabilities within the industry, and it left many SMEs and entrepreneurs without an income. However, it also illuminated the resilience and the adaptability of our creators who will continue to inspire and innovate in the face of adversity.
The South African government says it's dedicated to building a capable and honest administration that serves all South Africans and remains steadfast in its mission to work together to overcome any challenges that face citizens. Government spokesperson Nomonde Mnukwa.
We recognize that this moment is not just about individuals, but also about the collective progress that we have made and continue to make as a nation. As government, we will continue to work tirelessly to build a brighter future for all South Africans in the 7th administration and beyond.
Meanwhile, economist Davi Ruet believes the positive performance of the South African rand is a result of the market's relief about the outcome of the recent election. The rand has skyrocketed to its highest level in nearly a year, trading below 18 rand to the US dollar.
I don't think it's really only the inauguration that really mattered. What is more important is that the financial markets are really relieved that the South African politicians decided to form this coalition. It could have been so much worse, and that would have been really bad for the South African economy. So I think this is more of a relief than anything else. But nevertheless, financial markets reacted very nicely.
And the European Union has agreed its latest round of sanctions against Russia following its invasion of Ukraine. Alex Kadia reports from Brussels that the new measures will target the Russian energy sector and clamp down on sanctions circumvention.
This is the first time the EU has targeted Russian liquefied natural gas as part of its sanctions regime following Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. The move stops short of imposing a full import ban. Instead, it prevents EU member states from buying Russian LNG and re-exporting it, a practice which contributes around 2 billion euros a year to the Russian LNG industry. These sanctions will also close loopholes left by previous rounds, particularly targeting Russia's fleet of shadow tankers, old ships which allow Moscow to get around the EU and G7 oil price cap.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.